This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Rainer Weiblinger, who's the head of managed services for KNP Computer. Rainer, thank you very much for joining us today.
Douglas, thank you for the opportunity today to speak with you.
Well, this is a special podcast. We're going to be doing basically the introductory ASCDI podcast for the ASCDI and for KNP Computer, but also going to be posting this on TR Publications. And we're going to be really talking about not only KNP Computer, but also the way KNP Computer has managed to transform itself inside a transforming market. So first of all, Rainer, what is KNP Computer?
KNP Computer is a German-based TPM company. We are in the market since 36 years, and we have been founded as a typical TPM company. During the years, we already started a kind of transformation course. We were searching for ways to become an OEM business partner. And in 2011, our dream and our wishes come true. We became, as a TPM company, the OEM business partnership with IBM. In the same year with HPE, with Fujitsu, with Sun Oracle and all the other players in the German market. And this is something really special for us. But anyway, what we are doing actually is we are in a kind of transformation. We are in a transformation way to become a managed service provider. Of course, we see, and this is a very fast growing business, and we also want to participate in this kind of business.
Now, why did you feel and continue to feel that transforming yourself into a managed service provider is so important?
We got the feeling in 15 years ago with the first IBM AIX systems, when the customer asked us, hey, KNP, can you do the replacement of the hard drive? But as you can see, you can't even replace it. You also have to do some special thing on the CLI, like the software mirror thing and all the other stuff. This was the first step of a kind of managed services. And over the years, more and more of our customers ask us, hey, KNP, are you able to give us a kind of support, for example, for operating systems, or are you able to do monitoring services for our systems and as well for our operating system? And these are some examples we said in the past, okay, we will create a new division in our company called Managed Services. And in 2011, I started the business with managed services. And nowadays, it's our booming engine, actually. Last year, we had a growth about 25% with managed services. And these are in many, many different ways. For example, monitoring services, update and patch management, for example, or as well, also as a kind of insurance for our customer. They buy a kind of insurance, for example, for Microsoft Exchange or Microsoft 365. And in the case they have any problems, they can call us and we will solve the problem. Otherwise, we will directly escalate the case through our business partnerships, for example, with Microsoft at Microsoft. So there are many benefits for our customers if they making contract with us and for managed services.
So can you walk me through what those managed services are in detail?
Yes, sure. So there is no, standard managed service contract, so it will be always an individual contract for our customers. Of course, our customers have completely different needs we want to fulfill. For example, some customers say, hey, I even do not longer have an IT department. Can you be my IT department? and we were responsible for all things an IT department is responsible for. For example, rollout for new laptops and PCs, monitoring for everything which is in the data center. This includes also the update and patch management for new security bug fixes, also to be the contact person for the whole life cycle for everything which the customers have in their IT department. And this is one good example. And in the most cases, or the most context actually, I cover only special parts of an IT department. Many customers said, hey, can you please be responsible for the backup management? And so what we will do, we will have a look to the backup reports, for example, daily, and we will see, okay, was your backup job successful? And if not, we are on the search, what was the reason that the backup job was not successful? Or, for example, monitoring services, and as you can imagine, you can monitoring everything. Every device could be added in a monitoring services, in a monitoring system, and so this is also a really, really big business field we are actually operating for our customers.
Now, has it made a change inside your company in terms of recurring income?
Definitely. So honestly, the TPM business, and I can say it here to everyone, is always the best business for the income. But you also generate in linear income with managed services. And what we see actually is that there is an unbelievable big need in the market for managed services. The reasons, for example, are that there are less people in the market who can be hired for IT jobs. Another thing is also the rarity and the bandwidth of IT topics an IT department nowadays have to face with are much larger than 10 years in the past. And this is also a reason why many companies decided to have a managed service trusted provider who is focused on different topics and also specialized in different topics and can fulfill this need for the customer.
So you just brought up a very interesting point I've heard before, and that is that in addition to actually providing the services and so on, you've become more of a relationship to the clients that you have.
Yes, this is really, really a good point. So like you can imagine, if you are the trusted advisor and the managed service provider, you will be faced with everything in the company which is going on. For example, customer needs new licensing for an office. He needs new devices like laptops or smartphones. He needs new server because the workload is very large. And you will be the trusted advisor and also the single point of contact for everything. And so in this situation, it's very useful also to have OEM partnerships. And then you can fulfill many of this needs for the customers and for all the other needs. In my mind, it's important to have a big partner ecosystem and to ask your partner and who maybe can help you with other things you can't fulfill for the customer.
Now, are you continuing to sell traditional equipment as well?
Yes, sure. It's still one of our core businesses next to TPM and managed services to sell server storage, network equipment, and all the other stuff. But for everything we actually do an IT project, like a selling project, we always directly the sell and manage service contract on top. Why? Of course, we directly want to have the connection to the customer, and the most of our customers also want directly have a connection to us, for example, for the update and patch management. They directly say to us, hey, KNP, can you be responsible for all this update stuff, like installing new updates, security updates twice or four times a year? And this is actually for us an process which is quite normal. If you say, hey, we are selling hardware, we directly want to put a managed service contract on top.
So in addition to the managed services, and now you were talking also you continue to sell conventional products, what are those products that you sell?
Mostly it's the typical Intel server, storage, and network equipment, things we are selling to our customers, for example, some HPE ProLiant, some IBM or HPE storage, and also Cisco and HPE Aruba and network equipment.
And do you find that a lot of the customers are the same? In other words, historically you sold these products and now you're selling managed services to them as well?
Yes, you actually, in Germany and Austria, we have nearly 4,000 customers and mostly SMB customers. And of the 3,000 or nearly 4,000 customers, we have an active managed service contract with actually 500 customers. Our goal is to expand our business to the rest of the TPM customers with an active managed service contract.
Now, I was just about to ask you who your customers are.
They are in all branches. So some customers, maybe all, also will be well known outside Germany are, for example, Media Saturn. Media Saturn is the largest electronical seller in Europe, and we are responsible for the market stores across Europe. For example, McDonald's in Germany is one of our customers. But the most of our customers are the non-popular and well-known companies, mostly hidden champions in the SMB market.
Has security become an important topic and also service to sell?
Yeah, it's one of our driver topics in the last couple of years. Sophos, who is one of the OEMs for security products, released a study last year that 54% of the German companies had been attacked in the last 24 years with ransomware, and this is a really, really large number. And and also since Edward Snowden, we also have to say thanks to him. The whole security products and the security topic is more in the focus than 10 years ago. And actually, it's a bad situation, I have to say, with all this ransomware attacks we have across the world. And so it's more than ever crucial in my mind to have a strong partner or as well a strong IT a team who is responsible to protect the whole company against this kind of attacks.
And as we sort of complete our portrait of KNP, how large a company is KNP Computer?
Yeah, we are not the largest player globally. We are 170 people as KNP and as well and 90 more people with a company we have acquired last year. It's called Blue Consult. So in sum, we are about 250 employees in Germany and in Austria.
That's a pretty significantly sized company, though.
It could be, yes, but actually we want to expand our portfolio, we want to expand our business, and it's not quite easy to find more employees in the job market in Germany and Austria, it's really difficult. And for example, I actually on the search for 15 more employees, and it's quite hard to find the right guys here in the job market.
You know, you recently joined the ASCDI just a few months ago. Why the ASCDI?
Good question, Douglas. And yeah, there are a couple of reasons. And one of the reasons is we want to share information, and I really like it to have a discussion about different topics. Everyone in the TPM market is faced with them. And for example, if there are new end-user entitlements from the OEM, or for example, if there if there are new market possibilities, and there could be 100,000 reasons. And what we really like, and what we also want to do, is to be one part of the community, and we want to share information. What we say, hey, this could be useful for everyone, and and this is the reason we say, hey, this is the perfect community to do this.
Have you already had a chance to use any of the ASCDI's services?
Actually not, but hopefully after COVID we can use them as well.
Well, we're certainly going to be looking forward to meeting you in person at one of these meetings.
Yeah, hopefully, and hopefully all the other guys also. I know some of the other companies in the ASCDI, but I'm also open to learn all the other companies who have joined the network.
Rainer, I want to thank you very much for joining me today. This has been very interesting, and it's been a good start to understanding KNP Computer and understanding what you guys bring to the table. Where can we learn more about your company?
First of all, also thank you, Douglas, for the opportunity today to speak with you. You can inform yourself through our website, kpc.de/en, or as well through our social media channels like an Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Or if you have any question, just connect me through LinkedIn or directly with my contact details in the member base, and feel free to contact me.
Rainer, thank you very much indeed. I know we're going to be doing this again to learn more news and information about KNP Computer, but for now, thanks very much.
Thank you as well, Douglas.